anywhere I want.
If you can see it or stream it
anywhere I need,
Gray will review it. It's Gray Drake on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning on Star 102.5.
Before we talk about the last duel, so I was just wondering, Gray, if you could go back into your childhood, the bully or whoever it would be, and you had your one chance for a duel. Who would you pick? Who would you pick?
You know, the first person that came to mind is a girl whose name I don't even remember. But when I didn't get bullied a lot because I mean, if you can imagine this, I made a lot of jokes
to
escape people's anger.
Right. Well, that's what all of us did in this room. That's how we ended up with our lives.
Yep. And a little therapy. And a little therapy. It's
and
okay.
A lot of drinking.
But the greatest wrong that has almost ever been done to me happened when I was in fourth grade, and this young lady, we were just standing at the edge of the field and we were watching some kids play soccer, because actually play soccer, that would be insane. And she turned around and she kicked me in the hand.
Hey,
wow,
not cool.
And no,
I know. And she actually sprained my hand. I had to call my dad to come pick me up from school that he just dropped me off at. And I had to go to the doctor and get a splint and everything. And I was absolutely mortified. And the only comeuppance that I got was when I went back into the classroom after seeing the doctor and everyone knew what had happened. And the class fell silent when I walked in. And I walked straight over to her desk. And my teacher years later told me that she was like on the ready, like to grab me because she thought I was going to attack her.
Uh-huh.
And instead I just looked at her and I said, "You are really mean."
Ooh, burn. I mean, it's effective, though.
Ouch.
You just couldn't come up with, "I challenge thee to a duel." No.
I know. Listen, and if a glove had fit on my hand, I would have taken it off and slapped her in the face.
All right. Here's the clip now from the last duel.
"He may acquire more property in this world. Find more favor, eat more, drink more, bed more, and otherwise call himself a man of arms. But in this hall, and any other, in my company, he will call me sir."
That is always the thing about duels. Mm-hmm. They come with speeches.
Oh, so many speeches.
Yeah, there's a lot. Everybody has a lot to say in this movie. To rust me. So, boy. So Jodie Comer is this time living in the Hundred Years' War. We know her from shows like Killing Eve. She tells her husband Matt Damon that she has been assaulted by Adam Driver's character. So this takes place, like I said, during the Hundred Years' War, and there's a lot of really old-timey rules. And if this movie doesn't infuriate you, then you are not paying attention. It tells you the story. It's like your side, my side, and the truth, right? So you hear the story from Matt Damon's perspective, from Adam Driver's perspective, and then from Jodie Comer's perspective. And all of those stories add up to a really fascinating journey, and definitely the best thing that Ridley Scott has directed in decades. The action, what little there is of the action, is brutal, and it is wild to see all of these people as Hundred Years' War type folks, including, by the way, Ben Affleck, who's playing like royalty in the movie. But really what he looks like to me, like, he's bright blonde in the film. Huh. I was like, damn, he stepped straight out of the Hundred Years' War and formed the band Smash Mouth.
Yeah, when you said, I was thinking Targaryen from Game of Thrones, almost.
Yeah. Yikes. He's just as yikes as some of the Targaryens.
Okay.
So, so this movie is a tough watch, but it is definitely great for people that love medieval costuming and weaponry, for sure. And it is definitely for anyone that wants to have a discussion afterwards, because chances are you're going to be so angry / mortified, you're going to have to talk it out.
Okay. Gotcha. Right. There you go. Gray Drake joins us every week. Talk about the movies, but you can always go check out Gray on YouTube. That's where her channel is. It's called The Gray Area. G-R-A-E is how you spell Gray. And you have a great weekend, Gray. Thank you.
Part of your morning fam jam. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Turning up loud.
On Star 102.5.